Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 14th August 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So Essan, with the summer season in full swing, can you update us on where we stand in global oil markets?
Thanks, Oda. So yes, it's been an extremely tight trading range for oil markets really since the last 6 weeks or so, with Brent and WTI trading in a narrow $4 to $5 range around the low to mid $40 per barrel mark. Now, this tight range in oil prices is in line with our thesis of the transitioning global oil markets from relief rally to cyclical tightening as the market moved from chronic oversupply that we witnessed in April, May to a deficit that is demand above supply by June. And this deficit is likely to remain with us throughout the rest of this year. Now, in a reflection of the range-bound price activity in recent weeks, it would appear that oil traders have all but lost interest with the level of trading activity in Brent crude futures now hovering close to the lowest since 2014. Now, whilst this is partly seasonal, given the normal summer slowdown, this has been compounded by the recent flattening in prices, given the push and pull we've had between macro vulnerabilities and ongoing reopening of economies, which is clouding the future directions of the market, drying up all trading activity. And indeed, investor positioning themselves are close to long-term averages, which suggests the risks of a long liquidation sell-off or a short covering rally are about equal, and the ratio of funds to long to short positions remain broadly neutral in both Brent and WTI contracts, which has fluctuated around 4-1 and 7-1 respectively since early June. Now, risks abound. The rise in global confirmed COVID-19 case growth suggests that sustained virus control and economic recovery for us will remain challenging until a vaccine becomes widely available, which will cast a shadow on the oil demand recovery, the largest uncertainty in global oil markets at the current juncture. And this is coming at a time when Chinese crude imports are easing as prices north of $40 per barrel no longer incentivizes Chinese domestic refiners to overstretch runs, and plants are facing logistical bottlenecks due to high product stocks. And on top of this, we have supply from OPEC Plus and North America, which is also slowing the return to the market. And furthermore, the falling US dollar has supported crude prices and generally commodity prices more broadly, with the more cyclical optimism due to the vaccine development could reinforce a weak dollar trend. And even if it is developed in the US, given the currency's safe haven properties, and a weak dollar has been echoed by Derek Harpany, our head of research for global markets for EMEA. And finally, there is the potential pivot away from risk assets, given the rapid recovery of equity prices and any perceived risks under a Biden presidency. So there's a lot of risks to bear in mind for the coming few months in global oil markets.
And as lockdowns lift in the MENA region, Essan, how will this affect the level of demand?
Yes, Ona. So the demand side is still top of mind for us, really. We have already had a recovery in global demand of 14.4 million barrels per day from the April lows. And indeed, our bottom-up mapping of a country-by-country modeling calibration points to global oil demand performing better than we had expected at the start of the draconian lockdowns that we've seen back in mid-March. Now, adjusting for biases and seasonality in daily high-frequency mobility data, such as Apple, Google, and flight radar indicators, provides some visibility that the global oil demand contraction in the April nadir was 19.4 million barrels per day year-on-year to stand at 79.2 million barrels per day. And we had previously forecast a hit of minus 26 million barrels per day. So easing further to we've had 13.1, 9.4 and 6.8 in May, June and July respectively. And however, after this sharp 12.6 million barrels per day improvement in demand levels between April to July, the pace of monthly oil demand gains is starting to slow in our view. And looking ahead, the global oil demand recovery improving by only roughly around 4 million barrels per day from August to September, according to our estimates, owing to lingering virus waves and the prospects of the reposition of lockdowns globally. As well as on top of that, we will expect a slowdown in Chinese oil demand imports, heightening, of course, US-Chinese animosities. We've also got lagging jet fuel growth and headwinds to normalizing activity in countries where the virus remains under control. So on net, we would say that global oil demand is recovering, but the pace is beginning to slow.
And finally, Essan, where are we with MUFG's oil price forecasts?
Yes, Ona. So we had mentioned earlier that oil prices have been stuck in this tight range bound since early June, which is in line with our thesis of this transition that we've mentioned between relief rally to cyclical tightening. Now, what it's worth mentioning is that oil, like other commodities, are spot anchored physical assets. They're not anticipatory unanchored financial assets like equities, and thus must clear the current large inventory overhang, which is roughly around 1 billion barrels in excess stocks accumulated year to date. And this process will take some time and will require some patience. And from this, we expect the amalgamation of more tepid demand growth and the clearance of this large inventory overhang to induce an upside cap in oil prices for the rest of 2020. And we forecast Brent ending Q3 and Q4 at 36 and 46 respectively. Now, from a futures curves perspective, the Brent and WTI futures curves have yet to move back into backwardation. And that is essentially where it signals where near-dated contracts trade at higher prices than future-dated contracts, which essentially signals that the current tight physical markets are so far not showing up in futures pricing. And it had appeared that this may have occurred back in early July. And in fact, the contango in futures markets has widened slightly in the past 5 to 6 weeks, indicating in essence a near-term softening. And our expectations is due to the partial reversal in North American shut-in oil production. And in the coming months, our expectations is to witness clear signs of a tighter market, both in a move of crude futures back into backwardation and in a clear downward trend of US and broader OECD stocks. And in the more medium term, the sheer velocity of OPEC plus cuts and involuntary shut-in productions alongside the oil inventory draws will likely to drive a strengthening of the forward curve and flip back into contango, from contango to backwardation rather, in the second half of this year. And the structural outcome of the ongoing rebalancing leads our models to forecast Brent averaging $43 per barrel and $55 per barrel in 2020 and 2021 respectively.
Right, well, thank you very much for your insight, Essan. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Thanks, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.